I raised my daughter on my own in McKenzie Village over here, and I could tell she needed her own space, and she was on me about my alcohol use all the time, and I was still in denial and trying to tell her that I was okay with it and everything. I think what I did was, in order to give her a good start, because she was working and everything, I turned my housing over to her and moved in with my mom for a while. And I later on learned that it was kind of me just trying to get out of the responsibility of being a parent and not having the accountability so I can continue in my drinking. And that's exactly what I did. And then it messed up everything at mom's house, and I was treating everybody really bad with my alcohol addiction. And came to a point where she asked me to leave, and I was homeless for the first time. And it was very scary. I was actually on my bicycle doing odd jobs just to get by, and actually hunting for cans, searching for cans in dumpsters and wherever I could find them. I had people that used to lay them out in the yard for me. But it became a lifestyle, and it wasn't me. I started to lose myself, and I needed to find myself. And life change was really helpful in letting me dig down deep inside to find out all the hurts that I was having and the pain that I was dealing with, and I was just covering them up with the alcohol. Yes, I was homeless, and things were really grim, and I was riding around on my bicycle, laying down in places that I would never imagine myself laying down just for a night's sleep. I remember sitting there one day off the bike trail, and I remember everything was gone. Everything was gone. All I had was a bicycle and the clothes that I was wearing. And I remember looking down at the can that I was drinking one day, and I was just so angry inside, saying that this was taking everything away from me, but here it was still in my hand, and one empty one off into the grass. So I made a decision right there and a choice that I needed to do something about it. So I was thankful when the intake came to get back into the mission that I heard about the Life Change Program. You know, it just, alcohol was just destroying me, and I had to get out.
What does it mean to you, you know, to be, you're going to have a graduation ceremony, you're going to be speaking? What is your feeling knowing you've gotten here?
I was thinking about that very same thing today, and my feeling is great accomplishment and a hope and a future that I have ahead of me. I'm a grandpa now, as of 2 years. He's 2 years old. His name's Odin, and it just kind of shined a light on me when my daughter told me that she was pregnant, she was going to have a baby, that, wow, I need to get myself together, and they need me.
Rick Taylor will be a keynote speaker at the mission's Life Change graduation tonight. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.